eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Gabriel Davis, 74th off the board right now, according to Fantasy Pros ADP. That is wide receiver 31. Jacob Gibbs is here. He says he's getting very excited about Gabriel Davis. Let's find out right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. All right, Jacob, without any further ado, why are you getting really excited about this 30-wide receiver who has yet to crack 600 yards in the NFL?
Yeah, like a lot of the cases that I make, it's going to have a lot to do with his per route data, which is really all we have to go off with Davis because we haven't seen him play a regular role yet. But more of dug into his college data and also just really getting into everything we have from last year, it is pretty exciting. So the per route data from Davis's rookie season was atrocious. But then funny thing happened. He got better.
Yeah.
In year two, Davis increased his target per route run rate by 39%. His yard per hour run rate rose by 26%. And this is consistent with something we saw from Davis in college. He improved across the board year over year. So in 2017, target on only 16% of his routes his first year in college, up to 23% the next year, and then all the way up to 31% in his final season, which is really, really impressive for somebody who was running as deep of routes and drawing as deep of targets as he was. And we saw that reflected in his yard per route run rate, which was all the way up to 3 yards in his final season. It started at 1.5 in his first season, then went to 2.2 and then up to 3 in his last year. We've seen him. He does have a track record of maybe taking a while to adjust, but then really once he starts to figure things out, really becoming an elite producer with the types of routes that he's running, being able to draw targets on those deep routes. And I think we've seen some signals that that could be happening for him at the NFL level.
All right, so you think it's just going to keep getting better from here?
I think it could, yeah. I think he's in a perfect situation here in Buffalo to continue to elevate his game like we've seen. So at the college level, he elevated his target per hour run rate by 43% from year 1 to year 2, which is really pretty insane progression from 1 year to the next. I dig into this stuff a lot, and I just don't see that type of a jump hardly ever. But that's almost exactly what we saw in year 2 at the NFL level. Like I said earlier, 39% from year 1 to year 2.
Right.
From year 2 to year 3 at UCF, he raised his target per hour run rate by 31%. So a 31% increase from year 2 to year 3 at the NFL level will put him at 24.3%, which just happens to be his exact target per hour run rate in routes that he's run without Cole Beasley on the field in 2021. So we've seen, you know, some indication that he could draw targets that high of a rate, 24%. And if he were to increase from year 2 to year 3, the same way that he did at the college level, which we've seen some, you know, indication that he could do that because of the jump he saw from year 1 to year 2, it would put him up to 24%, which would be really, really elite for someone who is running as deep a routes as he is. There's not very many people who run such deep routes and draw targets on over 22% of the routes.
Yeah, he is quite the downfield threat. Hopefully he can become a more well-rounded receiver now in a bigger role. But what did you see later in the year? Obviously he had that 200-yard game with the 4 touchdowns in the playoffs, but after their bye week, what kind of splits did you see for Gabriel Davis?
Yeah, so this, it's just like we've talked about here, it's even on a more micro level, he continues to get better. We just continue to see his progression even on, you know, within one season where he's not being targeted at a high rate at the beginning of the year, and then the longer the year goes on, he continues to work his way into a larger role. And we see Buffalo, you know, really be intentional about getting the ball in his hands. So in 2020, his rookie season, he was targeted on 13% of his routes. Last year, prior to the bye, he was targeted on 11% of his routes, and this happened right in the middle of the season, so it's pretty even split. After the bye, he was targeted on 22% of his routes, so double that, 24% if you include the playoffs. So obviously, there's some injuries to Emmanuel Sanders that helped factor in there, but also Buffalo just was intentional about getting him the ball. If you guys listen to the full-length Fantasy Football Today podcast we just had, we talked about first down targets. Davis was targeted on 25% of his first down routes after the bye compared to just 10% before the bye and 11% as a rookie. So these are important because first down targets are worth 20% more than all 20% more fantasy points than all other targets, any other down. And it just indicates the team is, again, trying to get the ball in his hands. And they were. After the bye, it was more than double. And then we saw the same thing in the playoffs. From the bye on, including the playoffs, he was targeted on first downs at almost the same rate as Stephon Diggs, 27% for Diggs, 25% for Davis. So I think everything shows that Davis is a really talented player. The team believes in him. The moves that they've made signal that. And they are continuing to get the ball in his hands more and more. So I'm really, really excited for year three.
There were also four games that he played without Emmanuel Sanders, three where Sanders didn't play, one where Sanders played just 32% of the snaps. And Gabriel Davis had seven or more targets in three of those four games. So all signs point to a big target boost. I love to get him in the 70s. I hardly ever see him last that long, but ADP says that's where you're getting him. Pick 74, wide receiver 31. That would be an exciting time to be able to draft Gabriel Davis. We'll talk about Rashad Bateman. Would you rather have Bateman or Gabriel Davis, pardon me? We'll tell you on the Sunday edition of Fantasy Football Today in 5.